Hi guys, this is Comfy Girl. I'm doing a ramble fap. I guess I should get started on what I like to do to get me in the mood before I start actually touching myself. So I like to envision stuff, set the mood, kind of. I like to think about what I'm going to do to whoever I'm making love to, kind of thing. I like to start by getting on top of them, teasing them just a little bit, stroking their face, their neck, their collarbones, their arm, all the way down to their hand. And then I like to go up from their waist all the way up to their chest. I'm a big touchy person. I love touching skin and feeling all the goosebumps that I invoke from them. And I like to start kissing. I usually start from the side of the neck, move my way up to the chin, the jawline, and the cheek. Like to save the lips for last, I guess you can say. And I like to take their hands in mine, and I like to hold them above their head, and I like to just tell them how cute they look beneath me and all that kind of stuff. And then usually by this time I get excited, because then I can usually feel their erection right on my stomach. And I can't help but wanting to just reach down there and kind of stroke them a little bit. And I don't know why, but touching like a cock in my hand, even if it's in like underwear or clothing over it, whatever kind of fabric, is just like a present to me. It's like you can feel the bulge and the shape. A vague shape of it. It's like a little tease to myself, if anything, of a present that I'm soon going to unwrap. And then usually I can't take it anymore, so I like to pull back at their pants, just, or whatever they're wearing. And then I like to just touch the tip, and usually they always have some pre-cum looking from there. And I like to just smear it around their head. Then after, play with that a little bit. I go up back to kissing them. And then after I do that, then I lick my thumb afterwards. And then I can't help but already wanting to touch them a little bit more. All this kind of happens in a longer span. But me talking about it now, it sounds like I'm very hasty, but I do like to take my time. But, I already kind of started rubbing myself. I'm trying to keep this short, but I like to, like, take off their pants all the way. And then I like to start from their thigh and reach all the way up. And gently let my finger glide across their cock, all the way to the tip, and into their stomach, their chest, and then stop, and then go back down. And then once I reach the tip again, usually, sometimes, there is pre-cum already there, and I like to just play with that tip again. I love the tip, and I love the pre-cum so much. And then I gently take a hold of them, and I start just kind of doing a motion, like a jellyfish motion with my hand kind of thing. Very gentle stroking. And after a while, then I actually grab hold of them, and then I do one nice stroke down, and then up, and then down again, and usually I get some kind of really heavy, hard reaction from them. their reactions is what really gets me going. It really what makes me wet down there. And I like to just stroke them just a little bit longer, coo at them, tease them about how easy they are for being able to just moan to just such gentle, soft touches. It's getting a little bit harder to breathe. Oh, okay. And then after I feel like I am absolutely drenched with just teasing them and slightly teasing myself, then I like to pick it up and rub it against myself and grind on it a little bit, see their reaction. And just kind of grind on them for a little bit. And when I feel like me and them are ready, then I pick them up and I do use protection, but in my fantasy I like it raw, so I just pick it up and I put it straight in, let it settle right into me. Feel the nice warmness and just makes me feel all nice and whole. I like to be filled, kind of thing, a fulfillment. Then after the initial pleasure passes, then I like to slowly start grinding back and forth a little bit, get myself adjusted, wiggle my hips a little bit. And then I like to bounce lightly up and down. And usually I like to encourage my partner to start meeting me in the middle with rhythms of just bouncing up and down. And I'm getting a little excited here, but and I like to grab their hands and put them on my hips and maybe let them glide them all the way up to my breasts, and I like my nipples pinched a little bit. Well, maybe a lot of it. I like it when they pinch really hard and then they hold the pinch for a very long time before releasing. It kind of shoots like a tingliness down to my core. And saying this out loud actually makes it a lot better. And then just keeping my fantasies in my head. Okay. And I like to slowly get up and kind of let it almost fall out of me. And then I like to slam back down into their hips onto mine and feel them bury themselves deep inside of me just for that one moment. And I like to do this thing where I like to push my guys down into the bed and kind of like force them down and ride and bounce up and down, because every time I put pressure and I let go, they kind of, the bed forces them up into me a little bit. So me initially putting pressure on them is so they can go deeper and deeper into me. And that kind of stuff. And then when I feel the climax start to come together, then I slow down a little bit because I do like to edge myself. I don't like pleasure ending so soon. Usually when I masturbate, it takes me like an hour and 30 minutes to like 2 hours to actually finally come, because how much I just like to play with myself or play with them. Even if my partner can't last that long, I like to teach them how to maybe last that long, if possible. But if not, then it's okay. That's why initially they'll probably do foreplay. But I really do like it lasting long. I am masturbating a little bit fast than usual, because these autos can't last forever, even though I bet you guys want them to last forever. Or until you come anyways. what I'm using right now is actually my fingers. I would use my dildo right now, but I'm kind of in a position to where my mic doesn't allow me to be in my favorite positions that I like to be in when I use my dildo. I like to lay back and have like pretty much my leg by my face, you know, kind of like behind my head. And then I like to have one leg spread eagle that way and just go in and out at a nice beat tempo. Kind of that quick. And then do deep, long strokes. And then use the head to play with my clit just a little bit. And then, as I get accustomed to that, then I start using my fingers to rub my clit as I'm making the thing go even faster in and out of me. Sometimes when I feel a little bit like frisky, or like I want like a nice hard fucking kind of thing, then I'll like attach my dildo to a wall in my living room or something, and I just go to town on that wall and just go back and forth really fast. My favorite position is either kind of relaxing on something, like laying down and just lazily going back and forth, or going back and forth fast. But my most favorite position is when I'm standing up and I'm going back and forth really fast, my legs all spread apart, helping me keep balance kind of thing. Just a little bit faster. If I just keep this up, I'll come very soon. Usually, I do get pretty wet, but speaking this out loud and putting it on Reddit is actually making me even more wetter than usual. Who would have known? I know some of you guys probably want wet sounds, and I promise I'll give you wet sounds in my next one. I'll try to figure out the whole mic situation. But for now, I hope. My moans will do just enough for you. So close. I want to keep this feeling forever. I love the feeling of just stacking. And by stacking, I mean just like, I think of my orgasm as building blocks. Like, it goes one block, two block, three blocks, four, five, and then once the building gets a little too tall, then it all just topples over. I guess you can think about it as like like an enemy in Mega Man with his life bar rising up. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, I feel so swollen. And so wet. My glint's even perkier than usual. Right now, I'm grabbing my breasts and pinching them. But they feel so much better when somebody else pinches them. It's really cold here, so the heater kicked on. I'll make this quick. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm about to come. Fuck. Yes. Yes, you guys enjoyed that. See you guys in my next audio. Okay.